two quick thoughts. The first is this passage from Exodus interprets suffering as divine punishment. And we heard that even though God is kind and merciful, he will punish the children of the sinner, the children's children of the sinner, and the children's children's children of the sinner, down to the fourth generation. Jesus clearly moves away from this view of suffering. Once again, we get that asymmetrical hermeneutic, right? We can always look at the Old Testament through the lens of the New Testament, but we can't go vice versa because, of course, some things just get transcended and superseded by Jesus. And this is one of them. The idea, you know, that God is, you know, causing suffering to perfectly innocent people in the next generation because of the sins of their forefathers, Jesus isn't interested in it. We see, for example, in John's gospel, when the Pharisees, when the disciples see the man born blind, they say to him right away, "Rabbi, whose sin was it that this man was born blind? Was it his sin or was it his parents?" And the reason they're asking this is because, you know, if he's born blind, how could it be his sin, you know? So, so they're thinking it's probably got to be his parents' sin. And Jesus just dismisses it and he goes, "No, it's none of their sins. This man is born blind to bring glory to the kingdom of God." So there's that kind of dismissing of it, but there's an explicit dismissing of the whole mentality of punishing the sinner and just giving good things to the righteous. When in the Gospel of Matthew, in the Sermon on the Mount, when Jesus says he causes his sun to shine on the good as well as the evil, and he causes his rain to fall on the unjust as well as the just. So the idea then for Jesus is, yes, the just are going to get some good things in life, and the unjust are going to get some bad things. The just are going to get some bad things in life, and the unjust are going to get some good things in life, and vice versa, right? The good are going to get some bad things, and the evil people are going to get some good things in life, and God's going to cause this to occur across the board. Well, that means that God is not just punishing the unjust and rewarding the righteous, that somehow there's a deeper meaning of suffering that Jesus is going, and does, in fact, explain to us beyond, you know, punishment or retribution for sin down to the fourth generation. So we see him superseding the old and giving us a whole new view of suffering that has to do with, of course, calling us to holiness, calling us to deeper faith, calling us to deeper love, and, of course, offering our sufferings for the good of the church. In today's gospel reading too, we also get the interpretation of one more time of Jesus' favorite theme, namely perseverance. And the reason Jesus keeps grinding away at it and saying it again and again is because, of course, it's absolutely necessary. We have to be reminded several different times about how important perseverance is, because we forget. And of course, when we forget, then the power of perseverance is completely lost. So Jesus keeps reminding his apostles, keep this in the forefront of your mind. You're going to have to reconstitute yourself. You're going to have to reinvigorate yourself. And you're going to have to keep hanging in there day after day and night after night, week after week and month after month. But if you do, you're going to cause great good for the kingdom of God. And in the end, you will inherit the kingdom yourself. Amen.